bring in a guy who, like A-Rod, ducks out on the Media Day Home Run Derby over at Vanderbilt on a yearly basis. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
Kevin, I don't duck out on it. I choose to share the wealth. You know, I choose to let others, you know, have an opportunity.
And that's what A-Rod does, right?
That's my plan. I think it would be selfish to participate every year.
That's big of you.
I don't want to ruin my swing.
Uh-huh. Or your golf swing
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
Right? What's going on over at Vanderbilt?
Well, first, I saw you yesterday taking part in the tournament at Temple Hills for benefiting nurses for newborns. And it's a great tournament they have out there every year. It was a huge field, and they played with four terrific guys from Clarksville: Todd Green, Rick Richardson, Jamie Shack, and Tom Bradley. And I tell you what, it was one of the. I just watched them play.
I think that's what I did in my group too.
We shot 22 under par and won the tournament, and just had a great time. It was just a delightful day out there, and I wanted to be sure and mention those guys and certainly thank them for their participation and support for Nurses for Newborns. It was a really good time.
That's a course you're pretty familiar with, right?
I have played out there quite a bit, yes, indeed. So it was a lot of fun.
Joe, is there anything different going to be as Vanderbilt, the football team, do anything different for game day as far as fans or anything new during the game that, you know, might be of some good for as far as information for the fans this year?
I think one thing that's really happened, Frank, and I know folks are going to want to ask about it, Vandyville has really become a big part of the game day festivities out there on Natchez Trace, and it's going to be extended this year. I know there's going to be more groups, more tents, more activities. And they've made more room for it. So I know a lot of folks are going to want to inquire with our marketing department about Vandyville as far as the pregame tailgating festivities. As far as in-game, I think more information on those kind of things is going to begin to come out as we get into August. I know ticket sales are going very well right now. They're ahead of last year's pace. They're available now. Season tickets are on sale. And, you know, if you're waiting for the single game tickets to go on sale, you know, especially for a game like South Carolina, the home opener, I don't know if and when they're going to go on sale, but the way season tickets are going, there may not be that many available for single game for South Carolina, so you're going to want to make your move on those. But, you know, I really like the way they've built a lot of things around the day to make it just much. It's not just a game, it's a happening there, and a lot of folks have really locked in on coming on a Saturday or, in this case, a Thursday night on a couple of occasions this year and making a full day of it.
And, Joe, I assume they're going to have the fan day like they typically do, where the coaches and players sign autographs and visit with everybody before the, you know, camp really gets rolling?
They will have door jam, I believe, and I think the date is August 17th. I'm not absolutely positive, but that'll be announced very soon as well. But that comes in mid-August, right toward the end of the two-a-days and all that, as the teams really start to get ready and focused for that first game that's going to be on that Thursday night at Miami.
When they start actual, when do they report for summer camp?
Frank, I think they report first week in August. They'll be here and get in. They'll go through the orientation for a couple of days and then go out in, without pads. And you know how things have changed with the way they do things now. You can't go in pads all the time. You have to go a certain number of practices without pads to try to acclimate them, try to keep guys healthier early. But they'll be first week in August, they'll be going, because we're playing our first game at the end of August. So it's almost here.
So you guys won the tournament yesterday. Congrats.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I tell you, and I honestly can tell you that I think they used my shot maybe once.
That was the same for me.
Oh, it was a lot of fun to play, and I think our longest putt of the day was like 12 feet. So it was, you know, when you hit it close to the flag, good things can happen.
That's exactly right. Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, good article in the National City paper today, by the way, Brett Haight did, on a number of our former players in basketball and where they are in terms of their pro career. So be sure and check that out.